Morning, SP. I'm sorry I can't be there in person. I really wish I could, but I'm traveling for work right now, and so I couldn't make it this time to share in person. So I've recorded this video, and so let's start in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for just being here with us today. Lord, may you be pleased with the way that I share your word, and may you open our hearts to hear from you, God, your Holy Spirit, to guide us into application. And during this ending season, time of Lent, Lord, I pray that our focus and desire for you stays strong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The word that I have for this morning comes from Mark 12, 35 to 44. While Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he asked, "Why do the teachers of the law say that the Messiah is the son of David?" David himself, speaking by the Holy Spirit, declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be his son? The large crowd listened to him with delight. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely." Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." My sharing for this morning will focus on the last section of this passage where it talks about the widow's offering. And so I have 2 points to share. The first is that God's treasury is a multiplier of obedience and faith. It doesn't count in monetary value like maybe the bank accounts that we have or that our companies, our budgets. It's different for God. God doesn't count the monetary value that's on the piece of paper, but he is a multiplier. Because in verse 43, he says, "This poor widow has put in more into the treasury than all the others." So even though the monetary amount was very small, just 2 cents, just a few cents, copper coins for her, according to God, it was more than all the others. And so, this point also reminds us that God does not need our services or resources in the way that we think. God can take whatever we give and multiply it to so much effect. And the multiplier, as shown in this verse, is more about obedience and faith and surrender, not about the monetary value. The second point is that God desires everything, not just a part of us. In verse 44, it says, "They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." So by Jesus choosing to make this widow an example, he's sharing with us how God desires everything, not just partial portions of what we have, like how the rich people, even though they gave so much, it was just a small part of what they had. They could probably live on very comfortably after that. But for her, it was everything for her. And so God desires everything, not just some of it. And those are the 2 points. Now I'll just share a small reflection of my personal journey on this topic. Not that I am anywhere near the faith of this poor widow, but I hope to encourage us to just by sharing just a personal experience of how God can take our small acts of obedience and do something more than we can expect, more than we could imagine with it. So growing up, I was taught to give our best and first to God in addition to the normal tithes and offerings that we gave as a family, and or as I grew up, I started to give myself. And so when I started working, I started the habit of giving my first paycheck to God each time I changed jobs. And so a few years ago, I was transferred to a new role at the same company in which I was at. But unfortunately, it resulted in me getting paid less than my previous role. And so this time around, I really struggled to give God my first paycheck because I felt quite cheated and unfair with the situation. Eventually, I decided to go ahead and do it, but it was very reluctantly. But a few months later, during a dinner with a non-Christian friend, out of the blue, he told me that he wanted to give me a financial gift so that I could pay for my MBA tuition, or if I didn't get into the program, I could just use it to bless my family. There was no strings attached, and he had no idea that I had given my first paycheck to God. It was really unexpected, and I was shocked, and I didn't understand why, because it was not a small amount of money, and it's not like I'm a family member or something, and so I was very confused. And it was only after reflecting, because there was a big time gap in between these two events, that I felt like God was reminding me of the importance of obedience and trust in Him. I could have never imagined that when I felt convicted to give my first paycheck, that this is how God would turn that into. But I think it surpassed anything that I could have expected in terms of a salary raise or anything like that. And I share this not because I think we give so that things like this can happen, but I think God is mainly just reminding me of the importance of obedience and faith. Not that these things will happen every time, but I think God's reminding that He can do so much with small acts of obedience from us. So I hope to leave you with the message that God is a multiplier of obedience and faith. And that's how He equips us. It's not we're not equipped from the big talents or resources that we already have, but it's by the next step of obedience. That's where the equipping begins. And it can be simple things, just maybe by obeying Him to give a word of prophecy or a prayer for someone, or to show kindness and love in a certain situation. God can take it and do so much that we don't expect. And it's something that God wants us in our whole life, not just at work or at church, but in every area of our lives, that God wants us to surrender, just like this widow. She gave everything that she had. And so that's it for the message that I wanted to share this morning. Thank you all for the chance to share with you this morning. I hope you have a great day. Thank you.
All right. I'd like to invite you all to come together. Let's gather at the front, grab a chair for yourself.